Children's mental health issues are often first identified in school by teachers and by counselors, but schools can lack the resources to help their students get treatment. Rebecca Smith with Side Effects Public Media has a story of one program in Boone County, Missouri, that is bringing comprehensive health care directly to area schools.
Here's the thing right now. So she's blind in one eye, right?
The counselor's office at Battle High School is cheery and inviting. There's bright colors on the walls, places for students to hang out, and a small blind dog named Bella, who wanders the office begging for treats.
She's very calming. If I have a student that's crying in my office, Bella will come in and she'll just sit in front of them or she'll sit on their lap.
That's Dana Harris. She's Bella's human and the outreach counselor at Battle High School. Harris has spent more than a decade working in the Columbia Public Schools within Boone County, connecting kids with community resources like mental health support. Harris deals with crisis situations regularly, like the morning I visited. Our interview began almost 40 minutes late because
we had a young man that was having thoughts of harm last night.
The student was worried that he was a danger to himself, and Harris was able to arrange almost immediate psychiatric care and therapy for the student. She says this would not have been possible without programs like the Bridge Program.
Prior to that, it would be hard to get an appointment set up, and they may have to wait 2 months, 3 months down the road.
She says the Bridge Program from the University of Missouri is a one-stop shop for mental health care. It brings a full team, psychiatrists and nurse case managers, into the schools where kids spend most of their time. Harris says this care is vital because she's seeing more mental health issues at school, like anxiety and depression. Carol Schutz is one of the nurses for the Bridge Program.
Many times, children with emotional, behavioral, mental health issues are first identified in schools.
And that's when Schutz gets a call. As a case manager, she speaks with parents, sets up psychiatric evaluation at school, follows up with families for a couple of visits after medications or therapy gets started, and connects the families to other community resources.
I think that we're catching children before their emotional, behavioral issues become so entrenched that they are not able to make any progress.
Back in 2012, Boone County residents voted to tax themselves and put that money aside for youth mental health care, including the money that makes the Bridge Program possible. Dr. Lane Young-Walker helped create the program. She's the chief of child and adolescent psychiatry at the University of Missouri School of Medicine and says it was designed to come to kids where they are. Because before Bridge, it could be like a game of telephone.
And so it closes the loop that we have often in an outpatient clinic where a school has a concern. So they tell the parent to go see a doctor. Then the parent comes to see the doctor. The doctor has no idea that the school referred. And so it's just like a vacuum. And that vacuum doesn't exist with Bridge.
She says the Bridge Program essentially creates a safety net for kids with emotional and behavioral health needs.
We can change the trajectory and reduce the severity and the frequency of symptoms to the point where maybe when you are an adult that you're not displaying the same severity of illness.
In nearly 2 years, the program has worked with more than 400 kids in Boone County. Dr. Young-Walker says she hopes to reach kids at private schools and those who are homeschooled in the years to come, so the Bridge Program can help more kids and make sure that no one is falling through the cracks. Rebecca Smith, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects is a reporting collaborative focused on public health.